I got into a discussion at the gym last night about reality, transcendence, and affecting your surroundings, mainly pertaining to bodybuilding, but it shifted to everything. It's a proven fact that thought alone can affect small changes at the subatomic level. We know this. This is quantum mechanics. CNN, Fox, mass media want us to believe that this science is hocus-pocus magic pseudoscience. Yes, that is what they want us all to believe, and for good reason, because they are radically incorrect. So incorrect that they want us to believe down to our subatomic core that it is hocus-pocus magic pseudoscience. If they get enough humans to believe it, then it simply will not exist. This is exactly why futurists and theoretical physicists are a very rare and small percentage of humans on the planet. They believe. Not only do they believe, but they take correct steps to prove in the physical form that these things are real and affect us, always. There just is not enough people thinking about this together. What we have is a large portion of the human population believing the extreme opposite. You have the mass media telling you about terror, war on terror, ISIS, terrorists, global warming. What if I told you this is on purpose to get the mass amounts of humans to truly believe this is how the world is? If you get a huge group of people, millions of people, maybe even half the population believing global warming and wars and terrorism are destroying the world, what do you think the perception will be? Exactly. And now if you follow quantum mechanics, what would you think the sum of this equation is? Yes. Exactly. We are creating our own reality here. We are self-projecting the thought and turning it into reality. Mass media is feeding you the belief, and you, the observer, are believing it to be truth, down to your subatomic core. The more we watch, the more we think about these things, the more they dominate our thoughts, the more they manifest themselves in our world, our reality. If you do not believe, research the subject. Google is still indexing sites on the subject, so they are not hard to find. Another thing about human experience. With the retelling of Arthur C. Clarke's classic, Childhood's End, the story of aliens coming to Earth to aid humanity's transcendence to a new reality, coming to TV soon, I feel it is important to talk about the human experience. Take the human race as a whole, not as billions of individuals, but as a single cell organism. That cell is on the dawn of a new split. This change is a spiritual one. All humans are being affected by this. Yes, all. Some are transcending spiritually and accepting this new experience of perception. For example, when I am at the gym and I am really concentrating on my spiritual nature of my core, I close my eyes when I do a set and I see a torus in my center of vision, as if it was there. I see it. It's there. It's telling me I can do anything if I just believe it in every particle in my body. I am built up of proteins. Those proteins are eventually broken down to particles, stardust. They are both there, and yet not there, and yet everywhere, all at the same time. Superposition. The torus is the shape of everything. It is the power field that holds the universe together. It fuels its expansion. It binds it, penetrates it. Sounding familiar? Yoda? It's the shape of the Earth's magnetic field. It is the shape in which the solar system travels within space. It's all around us. Broken down even further, you can see the flower of life and tree of life inside it. Folks, this is not some made-up stuff out of thin air. Look for yourself. Sacred geometry involves sacred universal patterns used in the design of everything in our reality, most often seen in sacred architecture and sacred art. The basic belief is that geometry and mathematical ratios, harmonics, and proportion are also found in music, light, cosmology. This value system is seen as widespread even in prehistory, a cultural universal of the human condition. Back on point, some accept the change. Some, however, due to lack of confidence, living in negativity their whole lives and fear, they revert. They are allowing the power flow to come through them, but are overwhelmed by it. And what you are seeing with the mass shootings, kid touchers, and other negative extremes is the effect of this. It's almost like demonic possession. Only weak-minded, deeply troubled emotional people can be possessed. We are feeding this negative energy, and it is taking shape in the reality we build. Itself, it is not conscious. It becomes conscious when we feed that negative energy to a point to where its shape in our universe becomes complicated enough to form self-awareness and intelligence. Enough intelligence to, say, affect how a human or group of humans views their reality. Like a child, it grows, it learns. It feeds off people like this to survive. After the fact, does it grow into something more? I do not know. I have had my run-ins with manifestations, and I have found that if you believe they exist, they exist. If you believe you control that existence, then you do. I have seen the shadow people. It was right there looking at me, and I said, no, in my thoughts, and it was gone. Was it a dream? Maybe, but what is a dream? Are dreams real? Is reality real? Thoughts form, affect reality. Again, if you do not believe me, open your eyes and look around. Instead of listening to mass media, go outside, meditate with nature, listen to what it has to say. Whether you like it, want it, need it, humanity is changing, and once enough minds change along with it, you will see a huge change in our experience and our reality. If we get enough people wanting this change, the great change, there won't be a force on the planet that can stop it. If we continue to believe all this mass media garbage, then maybe the world might just end. The Earth is a cell in this too. It has a cycle. We affect it mentally, emotionally, spiritually, just as much as we do physically. We have been taught, check that, conditioned, to believe that we no longer affect the Earth that way. That one person does not matter. That one person cannot fix a global problem. Tell that to Tesla. Tell that to Einstein. Tell that to Jesus, the man, not the Son of God. Tell that to Hitler. Tell that to MLK. Tell that to Kennedy. Some of these people were killed for their beliefs. Some did the killing. The human element has been changing for years. It's only now more and more people are being affected by it. The change is real. You can see it. I see it. Why can't you? You don't believe. That is why. Nor are you asking the whys and hows. I am not asking anyone to do anything here. I am not asking to not litter and save water or feed the hungry. I am asking that you open your mind to all possibilities are in fact possible. That if you want a better life, believe you have the power to do it. Find out what it takes to get there and go do it. Find out what is blocking you from this and remove them from your reality. Cut people that bring negativity to your life for negative's sake and remove them from it. Do or do not, there is no try, is a literal interpretation of this. If you say you will try something, then you already have planted the seed of doubt that you cannot accomplish this goal. You have to believe, just like in the first Matrix movie, down to the fundamental core of reality itself. You have to believe in the science, how particles behave, the stardust that makes you up, even your soul has matter. When you see what they do and realize they affect everything in small ways, you can apply it to the macro. Ever wonder why they call matter matter? Because it matters. Even when matter pops in and out of existence, it matters. All life matters. Spiritual enlightenment is just a distance of the universe away, and yet with one thought, one belief, you can be there in an instant. Man, I am so close. I get goosebumps. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. Yoda, Thoughts Affect Reality, by David Angelo Minio, December 5, 2015. 1,461 words.